is Addie, the other is Mo. Addie's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please throw it to the norm. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember Addie's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addie's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addie and Mo. Hey yo, I am Addie.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and I'd like to take this time to announce that I'm writing my memoirs.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking of calling it
Diary of a Fat Man.
No. Are you gonna eat that?
Are you gonna eat that?
And that. And that. It'd be a story of heartache and heart attacks.
And heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, what'd you say your name was?
It would be Addie.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, you're Addie.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I thought your name was Fucker.
No.
You sure?
That's my nickname.
Yeah, let's try that again.
Okay.
Say it again, but instead of Addie, say, hey, yo, this is another edition of We Talk Wrestling and with Fucker and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Fucker.
Well, you just did, so now I don't have to. This is better than Raw.
I didn't see Raw. I read about Raw.
Sorry.
Raw sounded horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was pissed off that I missed it. So I'm like, it's the go-home show, and stuff was going on, and I couldn't watch it, and I didn't even set my DVR, and I was like, well, I'll just download it and watch it. And then I read about how they're fucking up Andrew. So, wait, no, they aren't. At least they're not doing that.
Yeah. That's the important thing. They're not fucking up Ambrose. Except they are.
Except they are.
Except they are.
RKO 1-2-3.
Well, that's the least of it. That's the least of it.
Really? Because to me, nothing's bigger than that.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Nothing's bigger than that. In a company where wins and losses mean absolutely nothing, getting an RKO on a 1-2-3.
That's not true. Wins and losses mean absolutely nothing to the mid-card. The main event guys, they mean a fucking lot.
Right. So
that's why Orton and Cena are protected.
So they don't mean anything.
That's why Reigns was protected.
Yeah, I did not understand. Well, the bigger thing there is you've got a street fight, right?
Kane's not on the pay-per-view and he couldn't lose?
I know. That was my first thought, was why aren't they pinning Kane? But it was, it was made clear right after when Orton got curb-stomped. That the story that they care about is Rollins and Orton. So now Orton is turning babyface.
Well, that's good.
So
you realize he was, like, a year ago he was babyface still. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like it hasn't exactly been very long.
Yeah, so your top two faces of WWE in 2014, 2015 are John Cena and Randy Orton.
Same as 2012.
The class of 2002, as they were talking about, was Randy Orton and John Cena, and then Paul Heyman come out and said it was also Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
You know, no mention of Shelton Benjamin. Mm. But
I don't think he showed up in 2002.
No mention of Rico Constantino.
Oh, he showed up.
Yeah. But, no mention of Rob Conway. But so now Ambrose is number three and they don't give a fuck. That's all it is.
Oh, he's number three and could get pushed down to number five. And all of this means that they're, again, not listening to the crowd.
That's right.
And don't get me wrong, Ambrose has lost momentum, but that's because they continue to put him in stupid shit.
Oh, yeah, watching the movie. But my favorite part, too, was that it later became a Hell in the Cell because the cell came down. Street fight. Anything goes. Except for, damn it, if you don't stand on that fucking apron and wait for that tag, you are in big trouble, mister. I'm just like, there's two guys on the apron, or three guys on the apron. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? This is a street fight. Tag. Oh, good. Good to know that there's some decorum here. Fuckers. I really, honestly, I've never meant this more. When I say, I hate them. Like, the best thing on the show was Mick Foley.
Yep.
And Mick Foley cut this impassioned promo about how his life, he breaks down now to two categories, pre-Hell in the Cell and post-Hell in the Cell, and how violent and how brutal and how much of a careers and scars both mentally and physically happen, and that they're never going to be the same. Take a look at each other, because it's the last time you're going to see each other looking like that again or feeling like that even again.
Well, that was true before 2006.
Yes, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta go on the network and watch Hell in a Cell from 1998.
When's the last time a Hell in a Cell came across as brutal? What's the last Hell in a Cell match that came across as brutal?
Was it Taker Brock?
I don't even think that came across as brutal.
I think it did when it was the, they were coming off the biker chain match.
Oh, Taker Brock. Oh, sorry, yeah. I thought you meant Triple H Brock. Sorry, I heard it wrong.
Did they have a Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a cage. They were just a cage.
Were they just Undertaker
and Triple H with Shawn Michaels as the referee was
that
the
was
Hell
the Hell in
a
Cell.
But that didn't, no, that wasn't, that didn't need a cell.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, there's probably more. I mean, since then.
Orton and Taker, when was that? With Hepatitis Bob on the, bleeding on the corner, or on the outside?
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. I think that would have been after. That would
definitely was after.
Yeah. I mean, because they were brutal. I mean,
still 10 years ago, though.
Jericho and Triple H, obviously, you know, brutal.
Yeah, but that was even in the 90s.
Yeah, that was in the 90s, yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, it's been a long time. I don't think you can't say John Cena's ever been in a brutal Hell in a Cell, and he's been in a ton of them now.
Apparently, against Randy Orton.
Batista?
I have no memory of.
Batista and Batista and Triple H might have been the last brutal one. It was pretty brutal.
Yeah, okay. That one I'll give you. I think that
What year was that? 2005?
That was probably 5. 2005, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when was... Yeah,
like, you had a lot of blood. DX versus the McMahons and Big Show.
Yeah!
You had a lot of blood. But it was
bleeding.
Not... Exactly.
Rectal
it had
bleeding.
A lot of blood, but it wasn't brutal. Because it was... Yeah, it's just... It's entertaining, but it's not brutal.
It was so not... The whole it was idea not that, entertaining.
Yeah, was,
that match was not entertaining. The company was not entertaining at that point.
You're right. Let's put it this way. I wasn't entertained. You weren't entertained. But I think the live crowd enjoyed the show.
Where was it? Alabama?
So they're used to men sticking their asses in other men's faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Raw.
So anyways, yeah, no, I mean, but that's
the biggest
thing. You're sitting there talking about how brutal this is, but it's not anymore.
No. No, so, well, that's the thing. But, I mean, Foley did a great job being Foley and cutting a Foley promo. And got the reaction of a legend and really pointed out to this. Mick Foley was over. The second most over was the Kansas City Royals. And then that was it. That was it. I mean, except for the crowd was really getting antsy, as I saw a lot of tweets and such on the... so I assume everybody watching at home with the Rusev Big E match, like, everybody was buzzing. Like, I think there was even a chant. Like, and all I'm looking at, and then all of a sudden the chant breaks out. I'm like, this okay, that's fine. Everybody's thinking the same thing. And that was, where the fuck was Speed Force? To defend the honor of their country.
No, but I mean, the thing is, even as I look at it and I go, I look at this Hell in the Cell, and it's Big Show versus Rusev, which I've now seen.
Yeah, twice.
It's Miz versus Sheamus, which I've now seen. Even building up Big Show versus Rusev, you have Rusev against a guy I've seen him against 5 or 6 times already. In a Big E, right?
Ain't no Speed Force.
Speed Force Langston?
Langston. Oh, Langston.
You have Sheamus versus Miz, which I've seen a bunch of times.
Yes.
Ziggler versus Cesaro, which you have on SmackDown, where the champ wins clean. Ziggler wins his first match in forever clean.
Yeah.
And that leads to a 2 out of 3 match, falls match that... I mean, and apparently it's a great match, but who cares?
Now we're going.
I've seen it so many times.
But
so,
now
I mean,
we're going to learn who's a better worker, Sami Zayn or Dolph Ziggler.
There you go. But meanwhile, you have tons of guys who aren't on the show.
Yes.
And this is, and you talk about Speed Force, they're not around. Kofi isn't around. I mean, there's so many, there's a ton of guys on the roster they don't ever use. That if they could just.
Usos and Goldust, we're going to get heck in the sack again.
Like, Paige and AJ for the 4 billionth time.
There's the bitch match.
Yeah.
With the Nikki and Brie.
I thought you were talking about Orton and Cena.
No, that's the big bitch match. That's the fucking slutty bitch match. That's the fucking cock-sucking slut bitch match.
I thought that was the Miz. He's a cock-sucking motherfucker.
Well, he's the cock-sucking motherfucker, yes. And apparently, Damian Sandow, a mother. So, congratulations to him.
You almost paused my Coke. I almost spit up my Coke, and I'm looking right at you. So you know who would have got the worst of that.
I know. And that 8-ball cost a lot. But I'm thinking that I look at this. Did you hear about the Survivor Series match?
No.
It's team. Probably. It's team Nikki against team Brie. And it's like guys. It's just like. Going to be Nikki's guy team against Brie's guy team. This is apparently the match.
So Cena will be on one side and Daniel Bryan on the other?
Well, Daniel Bryan will be around, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, he will. He's going to take the first fall.
No.
Oh.
No. No. But, and so, yeah, that's apparently the match. But anyway, what else?
Well, they can get Eric Young.
They can, yeah.
And nobody will know the difference.
That's true, actually.
He's available.
Is he available? Since the company, everybody, since the company doesn't exist. That's true. No. They're going to get a big TV deal.
That's true. We got an email earlier.
Not yet. We got a company.
See what it says.
We'll save that for the mailbag section. We'll save that for the mailbag section. They may be asking us a question. Like, how do we do this? I own this wrestling.
It's imminent, though. We know it's imminent.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's so. And you know what it's you know what they, you know why it's imminent? It's because it's a lot like an enema. That's why.
An imminent enema.
Yeah. In fact, I understand. I understand that Dixie Carter right now is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, she's got to watch out for the ice.
It's true. Snowbanks.
Snowbanks.
Oh, Shane Douglas always has a problem with that, too. You could ask B about that.
Yeah. Well, Shane Douglas, you know what? She could probably get directions from him. What Target is he working at?
I'm not sure. He manages it, though.
Well, of course. That's why he got Justin Credible the job.
Yes, that's true. That's true. On the WWE Network, I saw Justin Credible the other day. Dude getting interviewed about something.
And you're still willing to pay your $9.99?
Yes. It's Justin Credible. $9.99. And that's that fucking. And you know what I realized?
You know who I saw on my WWE network? Who? And I'm not even kidding. Aldo Nova, or Aldo Montoya, or Aldo. The Portuguese Man of War.
Yeah. Justin Credible?
What? That wasn't him. What? He had a mask. He was from Portugal.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Portuguese.
He's a different guy.
Remember the original gimmick was he was going to be a soccer player.
Oh, yeah. Because he had a mask.
Yes.
He's from Portugal.
He's from Portugal and that hair thing, that chia pet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Please. Like, those are the same guy.
Well, it couldn't be. Yeah. That would be like saying PJ Walker was the same guy. The guy that beat IRS on Raw that one time?
Nope.
Yeah, he did. Razor Ramon interfered. Or was at least a distraction.
And what was the date on that?
I was just trying to think of that. That was the build-up to SummerSlam 1995, so I'm going to go ahead and say, like, July 20th, around there.
He's probably right, folks. Yeah. He's probably dead on.
But fuck, I mean, it's just...
Yep.
Speaking of dead, Hugo Semenovich is chances of going back to WWE pretty much dead. Quite a scathing interview.
Did he? What did he say?
One of the things he said, the biggest thing he said, was that Rey Mysterio's contract is done with WWE.
Which is not true.
And he's going to AAA.
Which is true, whenever he can.
Yes, whenever
but
he
his
can.
His contract is
the,
not
the
done.
The problem is that he will never be able to.
Well, it's this. It's as long as he doesn't wrestle and fulfill the dates, he'll never get released. But he'll never fulfill the dates because he doesn't want to wrestle for them.
Something's happening. So just, no, but something's happening there because, like, WWE wants him.
Back. Of course they do.
WWE wants him in the ring, though.
Mm-hmm.
But they want him working.
Of course, they want him working, and he's got to fulfill his dates.
But he doesn't want it.
Exactly. So it'll just keep rolling over.
Because he wants to leave. But no, but I think they're looking into the legality. All they're doing right now is building up the lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. They're sitting down figuring out how exactly do we win this lawsuit because we only get one crack at this.
Yeah.
So how do we win it? Because, like, honestly, this, and I think that's why he has to sit out. Because he can say, if he sits out for 2 years, let's say, he can say, like, this is, I've asked to go to AAA a couple times, I've shown up, they barred me from doing this, and this. Like, I'm done. They want to keep rolling over my contract. How can they do this?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're fighting. How can they do that? Because, and in reality, it's a lot like the Brock Lesnar case. In that he had some ridiculous no-compete.
Yeah, it was like 10 years or something like that.
That he signed, and then he just went to Japan, wrestled anyway, and then they did it, and then it was... But, so I think that's
what they went to court, and they lost. They couldn't...
Well, he went to New Japan anyway, and then they went to court, and they lost.
Yeah, but his finisher in New Japan was called The Verdict, because he won.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. But it was a situation, yeah, that's what he did. And I think that's how this Rey Mysterio thing is, because there's no way they can uphold this you know, you know, the fact that they're...
They're going to put a lot of lawsuits they're ending up with their talent, huh? CM Punk, and then Rey, and Del Rio.
I don't know so much about Punk. And who knows, maybe Rey and Punk are going to be in a class action deal, because, I mean, like, it's pretty much the same thing.
It's very similar to
you. Yeah. But although... Punk's laugh. Well, Punk's done. So I guess it is the same thing, because they're according to him, he didn't fulfill the last little bit of his contract.
Or whatever,
right? So, I mean, it'll get a bit dicey. I mean, there's no...
But it is. It's a lot of legalities. A lot of legalities with talent going on right now.
Thing is that there's no other company.
No, so there's no other company that exists. You know,
it's not even, you know. But it...
Well, I mean, that's not true, actually, because there is a company for those guys. And it is AAA.
Well, kinda. For Ray, it is.
Yeah,
not so much for Punk. But Punk, I don't think really cares.
Number one, Punk doesn't care. But number two, if Punk contacted New Japan tomorrow, New Japan would take Punk.
Yes,
in a heartbeat. So that's not, you know. I mean, for guys at this level, there is options. You know, if you know, Brodus Clay, there was no options. It's amazing that he's brought into TNA.
Is it?
You know, Ezekiel
Is it
Jackson,
amazing?
Yeah, probably not.
No.
But, you know, I mean, when JTG gets released, there is no options. But there is for these guys.
Yeah, for people that, you know, were good. And it's, you know...
We're visible and made, yeah, you know, are known.
It's... I don't know. The biggest thing to me, though, is when we talk about all these lawsuits, I think it's just, with Ray, it just strikes me as you never thought that this would be, it would be Ray.
It shows you how...
Seemed like a nice guy. Seemed like a very patient fellow, though. You know what I mean?
But the thing is,
care in the world.
I when I go to Punk and WWE, I think... I respect Punk for being able to step away like that, but tell you the truth, I think he's a dick. He should have fulfilled his contract. Like I understand. I kind of have a begrudging respect for somebody who can just step away and say "fuck you" and just actually go.
But it's not that bad, really. You know what I mean? Like, you work six more months.
Yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, I'm like, you signed the contract, fulfill your contract.
Yeah,
Ray's a different situation. Whereas this case, I'm on Ray's side.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little more on the WWE side with Punk. I'm a little more on Ray's side.
The fact that they keep tacking in injury time, is...
Well, he's given you so much, and you know what?
He
hasn't been able to perform for you for a long time, and he wants to go back to his roots, and he's not... It's not like he's not hurting you by going to AAA in any way, really.
Let him go to El Rey Network.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Or Lucha Underground. Who gives a fuck?
The thing is, with El Rey, the El Rey Network and the stuff they're doing there, I mean, it's groundbreaking. Like, they have a heel owner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's insane. Like,
yeah, no.
I'm
interested to see. I bet you WWE steals this. I bet you they steal this after a little while.
I don't know. Celebration, such an original idea.
Is so good.
Can they steal it though? Like that's the whole thing. Is it?
Yeah.
You know, like, are they going to be able to pull that off?
Probably. Where would they find one? A heel owner.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Speaking of... Because
we all know who owns it.
Yeah.
The universe.
The universe.
Yeah.
Speaking of lawsuits, and because it was an Alberto Del Rio threat of a lawsuit.
And it probably will still happen.
The motherfucker that made those disparaging comments to Alberto is gone.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So he got what he was...
deserving.
Yeah, exactly. So, Sami Zayn, it's going to be called NXT TakeOver R Evolution.
That's a shitty name. But anyways, R-Truth will be there, right?
No, it's not R, it's Our.
Oh.
Our Evolution.
Oh.
So, what do you think NXT's evolution would be? Do you think it would be Kenta and Steen and Devitt and, like, Zayn?
Well, it's got to be Charlotte. She's got to be there.
Their version of Evolution?
Yeah. You got to have Charlotte there, right? She's going to play the fire role.
That's true.
You know? You've got to have the role of Triple H. She's got to be played by...
Who's the guy with the biggest nose down there?
Yeah. Well, we'll just go with Devil because he's got the biggest ears.
Yeah, there you go. Ears and nose. Okay.
So, Breeze, that's obviously Randy Orton. And who was it?
No.
Charlotte plays... Charlotte, he plays Flair?
Yeah, he's playing Flair.
I think he could very well be Batista. He's the biggest guy down there, isn't he? Oh, no, you just go with Corbin. What's his name?
Corbin.
Yeah.
Corbin Burnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barry Corbinish.
Barry O.
Yes. There's your Batista.
Adrian Neville versus Sami Zayn, and if Zayn doesn't win the title, he will leave the company.
So he's losing.
As a bunny. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks and the Ass Ancient against Hideo Itami and Finn Balor. So you get Devitt and Kenta against the Ass Ancient.
Let's see how well they can carry them.
Yeah.
That'll be great. When is it?
I believe that's the 10th of December.
Okay, December 11th. I'm way more interested in that than I am Hell in a Cell.
December 11th.
Hack in a sack.
Heck in a sec. Hey, did you hear who was at a meeting with Ring of Honor?
Double J.
Ha ha! Yeah. Jeff.
J-E.
Double F?
J-A.
Double R.
E.
And then what is it? Double T. Yeah. That's Double J. He, I think he's got a good shot of winning the ROH title.
The whole thing about this is they want to broadcast his company, Global Force Wrestling, who he seems to have some plan for. I don't know if he'll ever be able to pull it off because wrestling's changed so much, but he seems to have some plan for.
Yeah.
Anyways, they want to broadcast the Tokyo Dome show for New Japan Pro Wrestling in America. But scheduled to be on that show are some ROH talent, and ROH talent won't be allowed to be on a pay-per-view over here. Yeah. So that's what it's all about. It's about straightening that shit out.
And that's what it's all about.
So, I think they'll work this out. Because it's not like ROH is going to have a pay-per-view and they could promote it. And it's
what do you mean it's not like ROH is going to get that?
They're not going to have, not around that time. Not at that period.
I fucking follow you.
Yeah, on Twitter you do. I'm going to block you.
Yeah, please. Please do. I was just trying to find NXT spoilers.
Oh, don't bother.
They're taping.
Yeah, whatever.
They're taping tonight.
Yeah. Well, just watch the show. It's on the network. You can only get it for $10.
No, it's $9.99.
Oh, my fuck, I feel stupid.
Becky Lynch defeats Bayley. Yeah. The VOD villains beat the Mini Lucha Dragons. What? Oh, excellent. Gotcha Naden brought out midget performers dressed up like NXT tag team champions and beat them.
So they've managed to find somebody smaller than Kalisto?
That's what I was wondering, if it really wasn't just them. But you know what? There's midgets on, so it's going to be worth watching.
They're not called midgets. They're minis. Midget is offensive.
What? To who?
Minis.
The midgets. Baron Corbin beat Elias Sampson. Bull Dempsey beat some other fuck. Big Cass and Amore beat Dawson and Wilder. Then they talk about da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So, there's more.
There's plenty more.
More tapings.
And there's the week after that, too. So, yeah.
Okay, so let's keep going here. So, Finn Balor and Hideo Itami beat Justin Gabriel and Tyson Kidd in a match I need to see.
Yes, this will be great.
Yes.
You know, I'm watching ROH, and I can literally say I believe the promos on ROH are better than the promos on WWE.
Yeah.
I think they're pound for pound, they have better promos.
It is a pound for pound better promo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's despite their guys being short.
That's true. That's true. Well, and smaller words is what I thought you meant. Sasha Banks beat Alexa Bliss.
They're not called smaller words. That's offensive. They're called mini words.
Midget words. Midget words. I was watching this the show The Voice. The producer likes The Voice. And at the beginning of The Voice, it's good because these two guys like rip on each other a lot. So uh-huh. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one of the girls...
Is that where the nuns saying like a virgin?
No.
Okay, that must be an X Factor.
Maybe. Yes, it was. Yes, yeah. It was.
Yeah. You're dealing with the X Factor.
You're dealing with the X Factor. But anyway,
so how's that go?
This, I got everything I've ever wanted, and I never look back now. I know you hate X Factor, but you ain't gotta look at me like that. I said, you ain't gotta look at me like that.
So anyways, you're saying?
So I'm watching this show, The Voice, and one of the chicks singing, her dad was a midget, and so I was cheering for her. Because if she won and kept going on, they'd probably show more pictures of the midget, and that would entertain me.
Oh,
he was a piano teacher, and I want him to. I was just like begging for him to be like on one of those pianos, like Charlie Brown's friend is on, Linus. Those are Schroeder,
you know, Schroeder.
Like the tiny ones.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm guessing she had a short stay on the show.
She did. She did.
Yeah. She was just there a little while.
Just a little while.
Yeah.
Just a small time. Just a small town girl. Sasha Banks beat Alexa Bliss. The Lucha Dragons beat Blake and Murphy. Adrian Neville beat Sami Zayn to retain the title. Finish King. Oh, okay. An injury, and then Neville rolled him up anyway.
Hey, go back for 1 second. I just want to see. There's something I was just looking at there about Alexis Bliss. What did it say during her match?
She got bled hard way.
She got bled hard way pretty bad. That'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah. They'll have to edit a good amount of this one, it says. So yeah.
Or not. Just let it go. It's on the fucking network. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
In fact, why don't you let us have blood on the fucking pay-per-view, too?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Hell in the Cell, bastards.
That's actually what it's called now. Hell in the Cell, bastards.
Mm.
There we go. Tyler Breeze beats Marcus Louis.
Oh, this is the fourth show of the night? So this is the one which you, even though it's the, it's what is it, the go-home show for the thing?
One more after this.
One more after this? Because this is the one you want to miss, because no matter how good the action is, at this point the crowd is so dead that the shows just suck butt.
There's one more show, yeah, let's see here. Enzo and...
Like, seriously, four or five shows in a night, it really hurts the product when you're watching on TV.
Apparently, Enzo Amore and Big Cass are aligned with Carmella, who is Cody's wife.
No, she's going to be the new...
she's the new SmackDown ring announcer.
Now that
Carmella's the chick, yeah, just did. Yeah. And she defeats... But she defeats Ole Blue Pants.
Yeah.
I need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what your...
Ole Blue Pants.
Her gimmick needs to be that she wears, like, red pants.
Well, who was the chick named Carmella before in the WWE?
There was the Carmella... De Caesar or something.
Yeah.
She was supposed to win the original Divas.
Yes, search. That's right. And she was the cunt.
Yeah, that was the cunt that was hand-picked.
She ended up marrying Jeff Garcia.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right. When Jeff Garcia was said to be gay. And then Carmelo was that, you know, was there going, no, this is the chick, right? That
he's
banging or whatever, right? So, But then had Christy Hemme won.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because, but Carmelo was like...
But everybody hated her, yeah.
Carmelo was a hand-picked person to win.
Yeah, she was a Playboy model.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Finn Balor and Tyson Kidd ends in a no contest. So... Mid-match, it says. I don't know what mid-match is, but...
I don't know, but it would be a good match if this was in an hour or four when the crowd would be dead.
Yeah. But it still might be a good match.
Yeah.
Well, how many good matches... How many good matches did I see with, like, Davey Boy Smith and Bret Hart against the Bulldog, against the Owen and the Anvil in, like, a high school gym that was Raw?
Yeah, but at least the crowd wasn't dead.
Yeah.
It was small, but it wasn't dead.
Yeah, but it was dead. Yeah. Oh, my, Mia Kim makes her debut.
Who is she?
She's an indie chick. Pretty good.
She's Indian?
Asian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, India is in Asia.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So,
don't be racist.
I'm not. You are.
Really?
No, not really. We're actually both being very good. We didn't once say anything about pemmican. Vaudevillians beat Wesley Bacon and Buddy Murphy. Bull Dempson beat Samson. Baron Corbin beat Steve Cutler. Hideo and Finn Balor beat Breeze and Tyson Kidd. Tyler Breeze and Tyson Kidd.
Oh.
Interesting. They ended up redoing the finish.
I'm guessing that was Breeze's fault.
I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tyson Kidd, you know, I'm just glad that now he's on Raw every week.
Yeah, well, it's really, it's been a great...
great reuse of him.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. As you can tell, folks, we're doing everything we can to not talk about Hell in a Cell and current WWE.
Well, we already did. We ran down the card. In fact, we ran it down pretty good.
Yeah. We ran it down the way it deserves to be run down.
Yes. With malice.
Yeah. Are we going to watch it or what?
Yeah, we probably would.
That's the problem.
We watch everything.
I know. There's the brutal match.
Want to do a top 10?
Yeah, let's do a top 10 on... This is on WWE.com.
Yeah, 10 men who released
I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it, but the WWE.com is ROH's website.
Yes. This is a top 10 Hell in the Cell competitors.
Okay.
Number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Henry.
Really?
His win-loss record is 1-0.
Oh, that's right. He beat Randy Orton.
Yes.
Wow. Forgot about that match.
In 2011. That's which can be watched on the WWE Network for only $9.99.
Or 10 bucks.
Let's go and see who number 9 is.
Because we don't have pennies anymore in Canada.
Kurt Angle.
Oh, really?
Who is also 1-0.
It was in that six-man challenge.
In a match that is most remembered for the pre-match Rock promo. Mm. Oh, listen to this, a Backstreet Boys.
Hi, my name is Kurt Angle. I need to drink some milk.
That was a great promo, but I don't know that it's more known for that than it is Rikishi going
into the hay bale.
Into the hay bale, yeah.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to say, but yeah. Okay, so two people who are 1-0 are number 10 and number 9. So, Hell in a Cell, wow, go get them. Mick Foley is number 8, so this list can suck my cock.
Well, no, I understand it, because it's people who unleashed hell, and really, he's 0-2-2.
Yes, he has been in two no-contest Hell in a Cell matches.
Easy to do.
This totally gets the concept over.
Yeah.
So... rest of this list, suck my balls. Let's just go to number 7 and see who's a fuck.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, who's also 1-0. Match against Taker, as we talked about.
Great match.
Yeah. Let's
see. Conquered the opposition, The Undertaker. Hey, go back for 1 second to the Mick Foley. I just got to see something. Because it says conquered the opposition, and he never won a match, so I'm just wondering what it says there.
Conquered opposition... A career-threatening injury.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'll give him that, actually.
is so stupid.
Yes, it fucking is.
Number six. That's gotta be Kane.
I didn't realize his record was that good in the
Let's see, what is it? 1-0-2. Apparently, there were two matches. Well, actually, I do remember the one.
One was on Raw, right?
On Raw, exactly. Yeah. The 1-2 contest. It was a tag. I think it was Kane and Foley against Taker and Austin.
Yeah.
Was the match.
Yeah.
Anyway, suck off.
And he beat The Undertaker in it. Now, he couldn't have beat him clean, so how did that happen? Because I don't remember.
Was that...
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. conquered opposition. Maybe that just means when he
that's probably his one win.
Is it against Undertaker, or is that when he showed up and beat... I guess it's got to be his one win.
It's got to be his
one win. Yeah, I mean, because it's also when he showed up against... what's his name? Sean. And helped Sean win the first ever one, right?
He most... Upending The Undertaker in 2010... Kane's detractors will note that his victory was tainted by the interference of Paul Bearer, right, who went heel and rejoined, which I totally now somewhat remember now that they say that.
Yeah, and you know what? We're complaining about wrestling now.
Yeah.
2010 might have also sucked ass.
Yes, could have sucked some cock.
Yeah.
Big Dave Batista, so much better than Mick Foley. He's 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? He had two terrific matches against Triple H and The Undertaker.
Yep.
Both were great matches, yep. So. And no problem with that one.
Randy Orton is 3-2. Randy Orton has been in 5 Hell in the Cell matches.
Yeah. Name the most brutal one against The Undertaker, right?
We did, but it's not under... Oh, because he didn't win.
Because he beat Daniel Bryan, John Cena, and Sheamus.
Yes.
And the John Cena one was that 2009 Hell in the Cell, which was the first Hell in the Cell pay-per-view, and possibly the worst Hell in the Cell ever.
You but know anyways, what? Until they said it on Raw, Randy Orton said on Raw, like, we faced each other one time in a cell. I had no memory of this.
But I talked about it like 2 weeks ago on the show.
I had no memory of that.
I talked about it. I said you were making fun of me. I'm like, I went back and watched old stuff instead of watching Raw. I watched Hell in a Cell in 2009 with Cena versus Orton.
Still, when he said, I swear to God, I thought that was the one saving grace for me. Because at least he'd never been in a cell match before.
Well, actually, that's the one saving grace of the idea of Orton versus Lesnar.
And by the way, to go back, that we're not going to talk about Raw that sucked a cock.
Yeah.
One thing we do need to note is they had a match with John Cena and Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Winner fought Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Loser gets to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship title shot.
I know. Stupid.
Fuck.
I know.
Fuck.
I know. I
hate them so much.
I know.
Shawn Michaels, number 3. Okay. 3-1.
Was Goldberg ever in Hell in a Cell?
I don't believe so. He was in an Elimination Chamber.
That's right. He was in an Elimination Chamber. Okay. Just checking, because we just watched that Goldberg documentary.
Yes, we did, on the Monday Night Raw.
Which had a lot of bullshit, but some good moments, too.
Yeah, it was...
So, in other words, it was a Monday Night Raw.
It was Monday Night War.
Monday Night War episode, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of bullshit. Yeah, Monday Night Raw could be, too.
Could be the same.
Number 2, Triple H.
Yeah, and then Undertaker, number 1.
6-3, and then here's your...
But remember, there was a point where he was 5-0.
I just want to know what Taker's record is.
He's 1-3 since then. Taker's record, actually, that's a good point. He's lost once, at least, because he lost
to Kane.
So, 6-5-1. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And look at the names on that list. All Hall of Famers.
Yeah, Mick Foley, the Big Boss Man, who needs to go in the Hall of Fame. He really does. Randy Orton, Edge, Punk, and Triple H. Now,
you can induct his music into the Hall of Fame and not him.
The Boss Man?
Yeah.
The Boss Man is awesome.
And yet Big Bubba sucked such a...
What are you talking about? When the Big Bubba is...
The Guardian sucked.
When Big Bubba's out there challenging Glacier on Nitro, classic. Fuck, I hate them so much. Attitude Era stars you forgot about?
Oh, okay. Actually, this isn't the top 10, though, is it?
I don't think so, but I bet you I remember all of them.
Well, you will.
Manama. Abrakas.
Was Abrakas ever... He was on Heat, right?
Like, come up from Deutschland.
He was on Heat, right? Though he was never actually on...
Raw. He was on Raw once just during the Brawl for All.
Oh, Brawl for All.
But yes, he came up with all this fucking hype, and nothing.
Yeah, well, it couldn't work.
All right, there's more Brockus.
Yeah, he was a big fella.
He was a big fella.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Babu? Remember Babu?
Of course I do.
What was his name? Marquez or something.
Yeah,
he was ECW guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was Tiger Ali Singh's homeboy.
Yeah, manservant.
And then he got, hurt or something, or deported?
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And then they had to get, Abu or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not Abu Weasel.
All I really remember about Tiger Ali Singh Jeet Kune Do is...
.com?
Is the part where, they got the chick who could deep throat the sausage.
Yes.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
that was Kelly Kelly's debut.
She was only 19.
More of this shit. Okay, let's just see here.
Who's that?
That's still Babu.
That's still Babu.
Tom Brandy.
Yeah.
Salvatore Sincere.
I just don't think of him in the Attitude Era.
No.
I think of him as just pre-Attitude Era, right?
Pre-Attitude, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he was... Yeah.
Who's he fighting there? Who's that
saying? No, it's Kilberg, isn't it?
No, it's his, Cercio or something on there. I don't know. Here comes
probably Kilberg.
Here comes the Jackal.
Yeah, how could you forget that?
Yeah.
I love the Jackal.
The Jackal was great.
Yeah, I thought so.
Don Callis?
Yeah, I think Don Callis is a very talented talker.
Who's this chick?
Perfect
BB?
Look.
Is this BB?
I don't know why it didn't work out.
BB. Barbara Bush. Remember the EMT? With the big tits?
EMT with the big tits. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's one I actually did forget.
Okay. She was an EMT
with big
tits.
She looks like Chastity from WCW.
That's not, though. She was an EMT with big tits who was banging Bob Holly for a while. And
Shoot?
Yeah. I don't know. She was Ivory would come in and take offense to her coming out. And then the gimmick would be is that they'd rip off the EMT shirt, and she'd be in her bra with huge tits.
Huh.
She was in some of those...
So Russo booked this,
yes.
Right?
Maybe not, actually. Maybe just post-Russo, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I still learned a lesson.
It might have been Russo, though. It was in that era, in that time frame. Who was the next?
She certainly did have big tits. I can see that from these pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I don't remember her at all.
Who's this?
Yeah. I don't know. Who is this?
Aguila.
Well, of course I remember Aguila.
I say Rios.
Yeah.
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 How did you forget about fucking Aguila?
I can't, because I'll never forget Lita.
It's true. What? No, Lita wasn't with Aguila.
No, but she was with S.A. Rios.
Yes.
Same dude.
Aguila was on WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this? Oh, more Aguila.
All right. Aguila. I'm talking
here comes somebody... Giant Silva. We were just talking about Giant Silva.
How the hell could you ever forget that?
We were
of course, the double chokeslam, all four men chokeslammed. Because he was legit. He was bigger than Big Show.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is he bigger than Khali?
Yeah, I think so. As big as Khali, I think.
Yeah. Shittier than Khali. Think about that, folks.
Look at this.
He was shittier than Khali.
Yeah.
Folks, he was shittier than Khali.
How did he compare with Khali, though?
But he was shittier than him.
Look at that.
Yeah. He was bigger than Corrigan. Corrigan was legit, big dude. 6'7" or whatever. Corrigan. And what's his name? Gogula?
Golga.
Whatever. He's a Golga, not a shark.
He's not a fish.
5'0".
He's a Golga.
Yeah.
Southern Justice.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget that?
The Godwins.
Yeah.
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 With Colonel Robert Parker.
Yeah.
Tennessee Lee.
Now, him I forgot.
Who?
Tennessee Lee. Until you mentioned it, it's been a while since I thought of him as being there.
It'd be, yeah, that was it. Was right.
I swear to God, that looks like Roman Reigns right there. Who is that that they're beating up?
That's Bradshaw.
Is it? That looks like from behind there. That looks yeah, totally like Roman Reigns.
Here's
there.
Terry Funk.
Yeah.
And there's Bradshaw. And there's Colonel Robert Parker right there.
Yeah, yeah. Tennessee Lee, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. We did not forget them. We might have forgot the gimmick, but we didn't forget them.
I didn't even forget
and that's
the gimmick.
That's kind of bullshit.
They were
now you're playing fast and loose with the rules there.
Yeah, Kelly.
WWE.com. I mean, yeah.
Dick Togo.
Did not forget him.
The fuck? Who could forget about Dick Togo? He's a member of Kai and Tai.
Plus, his name is Dick Togo.
Yes.
Writes his own jokes.
It does. It does. It's what Kelly Kelly will take. A Dick Togo. Are you Kelly Kelly and in a hurry? Try this. It's a Dick Togo.
I haven't got time to fuck somebody right now. Maybe in a half hour.
What you need is a Dick Togo.
You guys have seen the late night commercials, right?
Yeah. Operators are standing by.
$9.99.
For $9.99, you can get your very own Dick Togo.
And if you order right now, you can have a second Dick Togo.
We'll throw in a show funaki. The dirtiest of games in Japan. Shofunaki can be yours.
For just $9.99.
Beaver Cleavage.
Yeah, I did not forget him.
And Mariana, the chick, right? She's dead now.
She's dead now.
Yeah, of course.
Well, so she's from Attitude Era, so it's 50% chance.
It's true. Dead or alive. God, that and that thing that, I mean, everybody says...
Is she the first dead one actually on the list?
Well, no. Well, yes, because they had a picture of Golga,
but he didn't count. He weren't mentioning him.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Dick Togo is still alive.
Yeah, he's got some diseases, but he's still alive.
Yeah,
but
well, you know, I mean, I liked him. He was always in the ring. He was very stiff.
Was a stiff worker, but he'd always get up for a match, so you know you could always count on him.
Well, with him, it was always a shoot.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. But
and really impressive were his facials.
Oh, tremendous facials. Tremendous facials. But
I need a moment.
Well, this is the best thing we've ever...
This is my new favorite thing we've ever done on the show.
We Talk Wrestling, sponsored by Dick Togo.
Is that the show title now?
I think it is. I believe it is. I'm going to write that down.
Sponsored by Dick Togo. Awesome. That'll be the search keyword, Dick Togo.
Yes. If you search Dick Togo, damn it.
You're going to find us.
You're going to find us. There's more fucking beaver cleavage shit. Who's next? Okay, well, there's Tiger Ali Singh. Well, if we had fucking Babu... How could we not have fucking Tiger Ali Singh?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's, now together? You're really... Yeah.
Well, look, there's Babu and fucking Tiger Ali Singh.
Yeah, exactly.
Nicole Bass.
Nobody forgot Nicole Bass.
Who could forget him?
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I mean,
is it fair because he's in NXT right now?
Yeah. You just beat me to it. And I really appreciate how his work has improved.
Yes.
Yeah. Current Divas champion down there, right, Ever?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. Sable.
He is, yeah. He's in Sable.
Tori, remember that?
Oh, of course.
That should be on the fucking list.
I love that outfit. Yeah. Oh, Tori was hot.
But Tori should be on the list. Who's
no, that? Nobody forgot Tori. Nobody forgot that rack.
Yeah, what?
Remember when she was the...
Kane fucker?
She had the... Yeah,
remember when she was the ninja?
With the ninja. And I think it was... I think it was Road Dogg who said, "I don't know who she is, but the ninja has quite a rack."
Yeah. Yes, and then she got unveiled on a Sunday Night Heat and never seen from again.
Yeah.
Furnace and LaFon.
But that was at the same time, wasn't that the same time as Lita was calling Sunday Night Heat as the worst color commentator in WWE history?
I do believe so. Yes,
and they had both Hugh Morris and Ernest the Cat Miller as commentators.
On Velocity.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, think about that.
D'Lo Brown, Al
That's
Snow.
That's how bad Lita was.
Al Snow.
Yeah.
Furnace and LaFon is not Attitude Era.
Just pre-Attitude Era. Actually, yeah. Well, they were still there in Attitude Era, but they didn't debut. So. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they did. No, they weren't.
Yeah.
They turned heel for the America versus Canada Survivor Series match in the Screwjob Survivor Series. Yeah. And then, yeah, never heard from again.
I suppose. It depends on whether or not you think when DX showed up, does the Attitude Era start? Probably not.
No.
I mean, the Attitude Era probably kicks off as soon as Bret Hart leaves.
and Austin.
Yeah.
I think
well, Austin was already Attitude before DX even.
I think Austin, I consider the Attitude
era. I mean,
era,
Austin was Attitude in 96.
I think you're right. When Bret Hart leaves, though, that's when Attitude's,
yeah.
I mean, and really it starts to get its momentum in that summer of 98.
Yeah.
But you could say beginning of 98. Scott Putski.
Oh, fuck. I'll never forget him either.
Again. But so they're considering Attitude Era to start at, like, around Mania 13 then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or just after, because Scott
Putski. And again, an argument can be made for it, because, because Austin's already out there saying, you put an S in front of Hitman's name, you'll have my attack opinion of Bret Hart, you know? So,
yeah,
that's pretty Attitude, right?
But here's the next one, too, is the Sultan.
No.
Well, I guess Rocky Maivia at WrestleMania 13, and so he was around
smell,
that.
You smell where The Rock is cooking, you're right. That's where that debuts.
He shows up. No, that was 14. A year earlier.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
But well, he was in the Sultan. Was not. Nah, yeah,
but again, you don't forget it because it's Rikishi.
But the Sultan was around the same time as Scott Putski.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Tom Brandy.
Yeah.
So, Jesus fuck, we don't need that many goddamn pictures of the Sultan, for fuck's sake.
No, we don't. Horrible gimmick.
Jesus Christ.
Horrible.
Jesus, now he's kicking Ahmed Johnson. Here come the new Blackjacks.
He's still wrestling, by the way. Rikishi's still getting in the ring. Apparently so fat he can barely move.
Yeah. There's your Blackjacks. Look at fucking...
Again, I will never forget the new Blackjacks. Because I thought it might work, and then as soon as it leading up to it, I thought this might work. Then the second that they wrestled their first match, you're like, this will never work.
Yeah, no, exactly. And look at Barry Windham, though.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
The black mustache. It just doesn't work.
It looks
more like Ron Bass than Blackjack.
It really does, yeah.
There he is pinning the British Bulldog. Probably not successfully. Oh, the Barriquas. Oh, here come JC. Oh, no. Leaf Cassidy is going to be next.
Again, who can forget Al Snow as a rocker? Went on his own. Look at that pitch. He looks like Jannetty there.
Yeah. That would be an excellent show picture, actually.
That's an excellent show picture. We had a few good ones. We had the Asian Morgan Freeman.
Yes,
we had the one about cutting classes. People mistook me for Muslim classes. People mistook me for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Thing that you found, but you're right. I think it's going to be tough to top that.
So let's just save that now.
Well, that's what's going on. You save it?
Oh, yeah.
Leaf Cassidy.
Yeah. Save it. It's a fucking Leaf Cassidy, motherfuck.
What the fuck's a Leaf Cassidy, eh?
Alright, more Leaf Cassidy pictures. Jesus.
Well, that might be a few too many.
You know who likes Leaf? Is Cassidy. PG-13, JC Ice and Wolfie D.
Yeah, no. Who can forget them?
They had a great song. The Nation, Live and in Color. Yeah, exactly.
How did that rest of that go, by the way?
Don't diss Xavier or he'll bum rush your mother.
Mm.
Listen what I'm saying. It's for real, not playing. Speed Force are the men, so get your knees and start praying.
Excellent.
Oh, Yamaguchi-san. Who could... This is the stupidest list.
This is the stupidest fucking list ever.
It's 20 stars you forgot existed. I choppy choppy your PP is like one of the most iconic pieces of the Attitude Era.
That alone, you'll never, because of that line.
Yeah.
You'll never ever forget that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking stupid. Are you done yet? Is there more?
I think there's a little more. The Truth Commission.
No, again, you already had Jackal.
No, but this one has the Commandant.
Oh, okay. You still fuck off.
Yeah. I remember when the Truth Commission was, like, debuting, and it was,
you're
like,
the one.
The Commandant in, like, the summer of 97. It was like right after WWF did a tour of South Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like Bret Hart's friend, the Commandant, because Bret Hart was anti-America.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Bret Hart's friend, the Commandant. Like, soon the Truth Commission will come. And then it was like 5 months later, and the Truth Commission came with the Commandant, and then like the Jackal replaced them almost immediately.
Yes, that's right.
It was just,
yeah, it did not get over. Which is too bad, actually.
Well, look who's in it. Like, I mean, you had Kurgan, you had Bull Buchanan,
yeah,
and then you had this other fuck.
Yeah, so in other words, there was no in-ring talent at all.
Exactly.
So, yeah, good point. Yeah, it's not going to succeed with that.
Okay, so let's let me go to another list, because I think that's it. I think that was all the people. Because that was the last page.
Okay, it's already, it's getting late now. We've had, how long has the show gone?
55 minutes.
Okay, because we got some questions I had to get.
Yeah, let's
prepared.
Go to, well, yeah, so let's do all that shit.
Yeah, let's get to that
let's
shit.
Let's talk to Twin, talk about Twin Blady. Let's start, because he, our good friend Twin Blady, he sent us Twin Blady.
His name is what?
Ticka Ticka. Twin Blady. He'd like to congratulate Addy for getting married.
And I'd like to congratulate you also for getting married.
Yes.
I'd like to give my condolences, of course, to the producer who married you.
That's true. That's true. Sucker. Just thanks to both of you for the great shows in recent weeks, even though the WWE product is anything but that.
Hell, I think our shows haven't even been as good lately because the product has sucked so much ass.
But he recently kicked a roommate out of his apartment because he told him the result of an Undertaker versus Brock because he told him the result of the Undertaker Brock Lesnar match. What are some of the crazy / extreme things that you have done for wrestling?
Well, your whole wedding, both of them. Pretty much homages to wrestling completely. We talked about how since Nitro has debuted like 6 weeks ago,
yes,
how you've been watching like 12 hours a week of Nitro.
Which is awesome.
Which is crazy.
Yes.
I mean, my extreme things have generally just stayed to back in the day when I would literally watch 30, 40 hours a week. Well, I'd watch Raw, and then the next day I'd take out like the whole pay-per-views and watch through them and... You know, yeah.
I think, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, the extreme things that, I mean, again, I came down to my wedding to Mr. Perfect's theme.
Yes, you did, yeah.
And you came down with the rest of the bridal party to Hollywood Hogan's theme.
That's true.
And we also had Michael Buffer do the ring announcing that I ripped off of Starrcade 97.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was good. There was a Macho Man Randy Savage on my wedding cake.
Yeah.
Which I still have somewhere. But,
do you?
Somewhere,
is
yeah.
It, wasn't it
it's
edible?
It's like that fondant thing or whatever, which can freeze
it edible?
Or whatever.
You can
yeah.
eat it.
It's gone. Don't look for it. Oh, what other types of... been really hammered and
yes, you
threw
have.
My cigarette down, ran into a bathroom of a Tim Hortons in Red Deer to meet Matt Hardy.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Team
extreme. And then you told Lita why her match wasn't over with the crowd.
Yes, that's true. Then I critiqued Lita's match for her. Unsolicited, I might add.
Well, she was upset because nobody reacted to her.
Only old people were talking to, like, these old, she was just talking to this old couple because everybody was surrounding Matt Hardy and no one gave a fuck about Lita.
It should have been the other way around.
So I was just hammered, so I went up to feeling bad for her. So your match tonight didn't really connect with the crowd. Well, not really your fault, but here's what you should do. And she's just looking at me like, uh-huh. Fuck off.
There was the time I met The Rock, and I no-sold him.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to act like a fanboy. So instead, I referenced how he used to play for the Calgary Stampeders, where he never really played because he made the practice squad, and he literally slept on a mattress that was urine-soaked and flipped it over on the other side because he was making, like, $100 a week. And it was the worst time of his life. So I referenced it right to his face, and then I opened up the newspaper afterwards. When I played for the Stampeders, it was the worst time of my life. And I was like, oops.
I remember I used to do, to keep my mind, I remember, oh, one of the craziest wrestling things that I ever did was I was at a wedding. Mm-hmm. It was in a church. And it was, this minister guy, or priest, or whatever he was, he started telling this story, and it was like Gregorian chanting. Like, and then this one time Jesus went up the mountain, and then he went, came down the mountain, and then he went back up it. Like, it was literally like that. Like, he was telling a story.
So like that. An Undertaker entrance.
And it was so funny.
Yes.
Because he was talking in a chant, and it was killing me. But I'm in a church at a wedding.
Yeah.
And I don't want to laugh. I don't want to burst in laughing. So I'm like, how do I take my mind off this? And so I recreated in my head the bracketing for the 1992 WCW United States title tournament. I'm like, okay, so Orndorff beat Johnny B. Bad, and then Vader beat, and then Rick Rude. Who did Rick Rude beat? Sting. And then I'm going through this.
Stars in that United States tournament.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think the final was like, it was like Sting and Rude or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But
nowadays it would be
Nitro. I was watching Nitro, speaking of one of the 12 hours a week I'm watching of Nitro. But this latest Nitro from 1996, I think it was like September of 96. The main event of the show is for the United States Championship. It's Macho Man Randy Savage going for the United States Championship against Ric Flair.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all the things you used to do to watch pay-per-views. You know, just the scramble vision, how you would watch it through that, even though you couldn't see a fucking thing.
Yeah, you'd be
just
listening.
Like, going to, like, the traveling across the city to the only bar who was showing it. There's, like, the worst dive, smoke-filled bar, bikers staring at you, thinking about ass-raping you, rectal bleeding.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's worth it if you got a chance to watch the show. Or finding somebody, anybody, just keep hounding people. If you had to work or something like that, to tape it for you, finding somebody who finally had it, and getting the tape and avoiding the spoilers, and just all the things like that, or, you know.
Which was a lot easier to do, avoiding the spoilers, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah. But also because there was the internet wasn't as big, but also... Yeah, I mean, staying up until 4 in the morning, reading staying up to 4 or 5 in the morning, like, reading literally, like, I used to read, like, 6 hours of reviews of Raw and Nitro, back when we couldn't get Nitro.
Oh, yes.
And I wouldn't just, I'd want to know which one was the best show, and I wouldn't, and literally, we weren't even getting Raw at the time. We weren't able to get either live.
Yeah, we were getting Raw.
We might have been getting Raw.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, you're right. Probably were. But I just remember reading both of them and just reading and reading and reading reviews from multiple sites and, like, compiling, like, scores. Like, literally compiling the scores to see who, like, because you always say you can't just go to one site. They might have a bias towards WCW or the other way around.
Yeah, you got
it. So you have to go through, like, 10 of them and compiling a score to see who had the best week and tracking it. Like, keeping, like a spreadsheet of who had the best week according to the ratings across the internet. So, I mean, yeah, there's all sorts of crazy shit
and
we've got. You know what? I used to do this podcast.
What?
Showing how extremely huge into wrestling I am.
I was on a podcast. I just never forget that, back in when email was still new, too, how you could subscribe to, like, email newsletters.
Yes.
And I'd get, like, I'd probably get, like, 50 of them. And they'd, like, fill my inbox. I'd have to make folders for them. And that would be, like, your Nitro reading. And one of them, I don't even know, to be honest, if it's the same. And I wish, I mean, it's computers that go, like, you know.
Yeah, but yeah.
One of the ones I'll never forget was called Figure 4.
Oh, yeah?
And I have no idea if it's even...
Is it still running?
If it's even related, you know. But I don't know if it's the same one or if it was just a guy.
It could be a different one or just some other guy.
Called himself Figure 4.
Was there a Figure 4 still going?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, the newsletter was out.
Well, but I don't know. What's it called now?
What?
What?
I don't know. But we talk wrestling.
Yeah.
But I think, I'm trying to remember what else. I remember.
Remember all the e-feds?
Like
signing up and creating your wrestlers and creating storylines and doing this.
Yeah.
Getting into tons of them and finding people who are dropping in and out, getting frustrated. And I never liked the ones where I had to write the storyline. You were based off that. I just wanted to, like, be able to pick my moves and have somebody simulate the matches for me.
Yeah.
And then cut promos. But, just, like,
bad. Yeah, they were all based on promos and such.
Yeah. It was like a text adventure.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, and I used to, like, I'll never forget being in high school and just trying to write down
Yeah.
As many wrestlers as I could think of. Like, I would just, and I would have, like, I would sit in, like, a French class and just be bored. So I'd just start, like, writing out, like, and I'd start in, like, alphabetical order. Like, I'd be, like, Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
PWI used to do, of course, they had the 500 wrestlers.
Yeah.
But they would also have, like, their year end.
Yeah.
And I remember every year going through it and literally, like, they would list, like, every card, every major pay-per-view.
Yes.
From, like, the 1983, you know, on. And going through and studying how long every match went and how, like, at what point this pinfall and if it was a DQ and the results from these and just scouring through the old PWIs and everything like that. Just, yeah. So there, in other words, a lot. Let's move on to the next question.
A lot. All right.
Remember when I used to like wrestling? Now I watch WWE's current product.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Thank God for the network.
Sorry about that. Okay.
You know what I'd pay for that?
I don't know, like $4.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Justin here. Justin asks, could you see CM Punk being a surprise return at the Rumble?
Fuck no.
I have a gut feeling that he will be entrant number 40.
Nope.
And, yeah, I don't have that feeling myself.
I don't think we'll ever see him again.
Well, that's the thing. I just don't.
No.
You know?
No.
I can't see him.
Which is weird, because I also don't have the feeling that he'll be out of the public eye forever. But I just don't see him in the WWE again.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I can't see it.
No. Let's put it this way. I was listening to an interview with Chris Jericho, of course, who has his latest book out. And somebody said to him, he mentioned something about his feud with CM Punk and how they feuded before and how they were friendly and how they talked. And then somebody said, have you been in touch with him? He's like, no, as soon as he left, I contacted him. And I didn't even ask him about things having to do with wrestling. Yeah. I asked him about music and personal things and just things that he liked or things that are monster movies and things we used to talk. And he wouldn't return and I can't even get in touch with him. He's cut off. So you have to understand, no, he's not coming back. He's cut off people. He's cut off people.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just, like people that were his friends that are wrestling. He's not even willing to have friendships that have nothing to do with wrestling with people that he liked.
Yeah.
Because they're wrestlers.
Well, it's not even that. It's more that I view it more as, you know what? The WWE, was a day at the office.
Yeah.
And you have coworkers that, you know, are your friends, right? Your work friends. But a lot of times, how many times do you see you go and change jobs or don't work at that company
But if
anymore?
Somebody makes an effort, usually you at least text them back.
Sometimes, yeah. But other times it's like, you know what? It's a guy I used to work with.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, it just depends on your mindset and your mentality. I mean, I could see it.
But I just don't see him coming back, no. He's done.
The other one was asking about Rey Mysterio, which we'd already basically answered, you know, what's the deal with Rey Mysterio? Yeah. That was from Dan, so was the other, another Twitter question. But let's play the game.
It's time to play the what?
Prostitute.
Mm. Kelly Kelly? Mm-hmm. The whole train.
The whole effing train.
All right. Basically, because you know, I'm currently reading a book by this guy, Brian Alvarez. It's called The Death of WCW. That's Brian Alvarez of something called The Figure Four.
Oh, okay. Newsletter. So what's the book about?
It's about the death of WCW. And also Artie Reynolds of WrestleCrap.
Yes.
They co-wrote it, but it seems Alvarez did most of the writing. But basically, this game, I'm currently reading that book. So this,
I've heard
this
the book.
Game.
That doesn't surprise me.
This is a game. It's a good book. So this is a game is basically I've taken some of from this book, from the newsletter, from different forums and different things. People compiled a list of some of the stupidest shit that ever happened in WCW.
Okay.
So I've taken some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And what I've done here is I've compiled a list of stupid shit from WCW.
Yes.
Now the question is this stuff that was stupid in WCW? Or the stuff that was stupid in WWE or someplace else, or completely making it up.
Oh.
So you have to say true or false.
Did this happen?
Did
and where
this actually
did this happen?
Happen? Did this actually happen?
Okay.
I'm going to say all this happened in WCW. The question is true or false.
True.
What I'm going to say.
That's true.
So here, like, I'll start with an easy one.
I got one right. Right? Because you said And so that's true.
Go. So you're 1-0. You're 1-0.
Who's next?
Speaking of being 1-0 and who's next, Sid had a winning streak where at one point he had three televised pinfall losses, one count-out loss, and one loss versus disqualification. He claimed an extra victory later in the same night as one of his defeats.
Nice.
Now, here's the question. True or false?
That's true.
At one point in time, his streak went up by 5 on a show where he didn't wrestle.
I didn't say that's true.
Okay. We'll compile this, and at the end, we'll see how you did.
Okay.
WCW created a wrestler named The Machine, hyped his debut for several weeks. His first match, he wrestled against DDP.
Yeah.
He lost.
Yes, he did.
And that was his only appearance.
Yes. That's true. I remember that. It was on Thunder.
WCW used to rig the polls on their website.
Yes.
So if somebody like Kidman and Ray would have match of the night, it would actually say that it was Hogan and Sid who had match of the night. And Hogan used this as evidence that Billy Kidman couldn't headline a wrestling show at a flea market.
I'm going to say that, well, I don't know if he, I don't know. I mean, are there any trick questions in this? Because I believe all those things are true, but I don't know if they're necessary. I mean, I don't know 100%. I will say true.
Okay.
I will say I'm overanalyzing it probably.
True or false?
True.
Russo's stint as head booker saw the pay-per-view revenue cut in half within 3 months.
Yeah, that sounds like Russo. I'm going to go with true. Are there any falses yet? Is this to point out how shitty WCW was at the...
Vince Russo lost his job as head writer when he put forward the idea that Tank Abbott should be champion.
Yes, that's true. That is true, because
you're five
because
truths.
If we are going to have a Royal Rumble, who better than the legitimate fighter Tank Abbott to win? If this were real, who else would win?
Scott Hall once threatened to hit Terry Taylor with a guitar, but was not fired.
I'm going to say false. I think that was Scott Steiner.
Sid Vicious lost a match by countout in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's like a street fight where they wait for tags.
That when you were actually telling me that, I was thinking about these questions. I was like, well, I've seen it before. Okay. The total number of wrestlers that asked for their release due to Kevin Sullivan regaining power as booker was 14.
I don't know. I thought the people that asked for release, I'm trying to. I thought it was just. Let's see here. I thought of the four radicals and Shane Douglas. That's 5. And I thought maybe Conan did. So that would be 6. So I'm going to say false. The number might be a bit high.
Okay. At one point, when they did not. They failed to announce any matches for a pay per view. The pay-per-view company carrying the show put out an advertisement saying, we're the advertising agency, and they won't even tell us who's going to be there. Tune in.
Yes, I do remember that. That's true.
Eric Bischoff, in 1997, told everyone backstage that he had on good authority that WWE's money troubles were beyond repair, and they were going out of business in 6 months.
Yeah, that's true.
A fan once ran into the ring dressed as Sting, and because the commentators are so used to not being told about changes in the show, they thought it was the real Sting and sold it as such.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Goldberg once ate Scott Hall's contract on Nitro. This was created so Scott Hall was fired, but he showed up next week with the contract and was never mentioned again.
Yeah, that's probably true. That sounds like something they do.
An uncensored 2000, the main event was Flair versus Hogan in a strap match. The commentator said you have to win by touching all four corners. Hogan then hit the leg drop and pinned Flair, and as the crowd seemed confused, Hogan then decided he should touch all four corners.
Yeah, and you know what kind of strap match that was? That was a Yappapai strap match.
You remember that well?
Yeah, you don't remember the Yappapai?
No.
This is the Yappapai Indian strap match. This strap match is made from the Yappapai Indian leather, brother. It was the Yappapai strap match. There is no tribe what called was it the Yappapai.
What was it in Super Dave Ogden? You used to use genuine Saskatoon beaver or something?
Yeah, yeah. Beaver pelt, yeah.
Yeah, Russo once when he... Russo, in his second return to the WCW booking power, his plan was to bring back the Warrior because he believed everybody wanted to see Warrior versus Goldberg.
Yeah, that's true.
The Wall once kicked out of Hulk Hogan's leg drop of doom.
I remember... I'm trying to remember that era. I just remember that promo with Hogan in the middle of the ring and they were in like an outdoor
car. Yes, you'll never forget this.
And the Wall was like light years away.
He's like literally like 5 miles away.
He is as tall as the Slammy.
No, not even. Not even, like, yeah. Like he was like minuscule.
Yeah, minuscule.
Like he was the size of your thumb.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan's like, that's the Wall!
Yeah,
like,
there was. I don't even think there was like a spotlight on him.
No.
It was like, well, that's the Wall, brother.
It's like, so apparently his eyes are better than, like,
yeah. So if Superman's. This is around that time, I'll say yes.
Okay. Goldberg once beat Sting in what was advertised as a non-title match. The commentators were talking about how it was a non-title match, but when Goldberg won, he was given the belt, handed the belt.
So, sorry, what happened now?
Goldberg and Sting were in an advertised non-title match where the announcers talked about how this is non-title. When Goldberg won, he was handed the belt.
Handed the belt.
Much to his confusion.
I'm going to say false. I don't remember that. Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
WWF claimed during the DX invasion that WCW was giving free tickets, which they were not.
That's true.
So WCW filed a lawsuit. The next week on Nitro, WCW claimed that Raw hadn't sold out when it had and ruined their own lawsuit.
Probably, yeah, I'll say true.
Russo once had an angle where Bret Hart ran over Sid Vicious in a monster truck. Sid was on the Raw or on Nitro the next week unharmed.
Yes, true.
Fuck, that's bad.
Oh, yeah. Still not the best thing that Sid ever did.
Bischoff and Hogan would regularly go and take $2,000, go to restaurants and spend $2,000 on sushi at the company's expense.
Yeah, probably.
Sting once pinned Lex Luger for a 3 count after backdropping him into a swimming pool.
Sorry, what happened now?
Sting once pinned Lex Luger for a 3 count after backdropping him into a swimming pool.
Ooh. I remember someone getting backdropped into a swimming pool, but I didn't know if that was Sting and Luger. But we'll say true. I do remember that.
Sorry. WCW and their 2000 edition of Nitro was bragging about how the new WCW, there's no winners or losers because the referees were not going to call DQs and the next 3 matches all ended in disqualification.
DQ. Yes, that's true.
Nitro was a pre-taped show where they once showed Sting winning a match before it aired and is this true?
What,
did you hear? I'll say it again.
Okay.
Nitro was a pre-taped show where they once showed a match with Sting where he won it before it aired.
So what, they showed him winning
they showed
the title?
They showed the clean finish for the match before it aired.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we'll say true.
Okay.
Sounds like something they would do.
He also, in the same night, beat Harlem Heat 2000 in a new no DQ handicap match by disqualification.
Yeah, true. That would be Russo's
bullshit. Slamboree 2000's pay-per-view buy rate was so bad it was never publicly announced by the company.
Yeah, true.
On one edition of Nitro, or sorry, one edition of Thunder, saw Vampiro's blood from the ceiling trick go wrong. It was supposed to hit Nash, but missed by some distance and hit the front row of fans.
Yeah, I remember that.
Strangely, the fans didn't sell the blood like it was death, like the wrestlers did. The camera cut to Nash looking puzzled, and then to Juventud Guerrera, who broke out laughing.
Yeah.
That was the part that I was going to ask you if that was true.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay. Ric Flair won the WCW title in 2000 with a 3.29 rating. That rating was 1 point higher than the week before the same segment. They immediately took the belt off him the following week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's actually true, and that they took it off him when he had the heart attack.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that was bullshit. That was his last win. That was his 16th.
Nash took on Jarrett to decide the vacant title. Russo ran in, and Nash went to powerbomb him in the aisle. The Vampiro blood came down from the ceiling, missed again.
Yeah.
Nash covered this by moving into the blood, got it all over himself and Russo. For some reason, it incapacitated Nash and it did not affect Russo at all.
Yeah, well, Russo is superhuman. So, that's true. I remember this.
On the following edition of Thunder, the next edition of Thunder, Nitro, the title changed hands twice. So, within a week, this is the amount of title changes that once occurred within 1 week period.
Okay.
Okay? The title went from Jarrett to being vacant to Jarrett to Nash. Then Nash gave the belt back to Flair because he had never lost it.
Yes, that's right.
And then the same night, Flair lost the belt back to Jarrett.
Yeah, that's true. I remember all that. It was like in, I would say it's like in April of 2000.
At its height, they had 19 world championship title changes in 35 weeks.
Yeah, probably. That sounds par for the course.
So you said all were true except for four.
Like, yeah, a few.
And there's like 30. There's 30 here. You said all were true except for four, and all were true.
So I got four wrong. Yeah. So I overthought four of them.
That's how stupid this company was. We didn't even talk about when Sting shows up or gets the blood poured on him on a Monday.
Oh, yeah, and he doesn't shower.
He doesn't shower. Shows up on Thursday, 3 days later, still covered in the blood.
Speaking of Sting, did you hear?
Because showering is not something he does.
Did you hear about the Sting DVD?
He traveled like that. Smelled like, he got on the plane and traveled covered in blood. And they just went, eh.
Oh, that's
fine.
Sting. Didn't you hear? Bloodbath. Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you see Sting DVD? WWE's released the Sting DVD?
And
WWE's released the Best of Sting on DVD?
It's released or it's
about released.
To release?
No, it's released. It's released. And they've
so
got,
all that stuff with Vampiro will be in there.
Yeah, but the front, because they got the, you've seen the cover, right? It's just Sting or whatever. They have a preview of it on the network, actually.
That's right.
Front cover is Sting, right? Mm-hmm. They have a picture of him on the front. They have a picture of Sting on the back as well.
Mm-hmm.
The picture of Sting on the back is Jeff Farmer.
Yes, is the
is NWO Sting.
Yeah.
Fake Sting.
Well, maybe it's because it was part of his history.
Fuck.
Yeah. You know who the best fake Sting was? Was Eric Young. When he came out
that's
as Surfer
true,
Sting.
That's true, actually,
was
yeah.
Awesome.
He was Surfer Sting. I think, didn't Ken Anderson do a good, made a good
Surfer
Sting,
Sting
too?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Not as good as...
No.
Yeah.
Barry Windham? Barry Windham was Surfer
Sting. That was a good one. And the announcers acted like this is Barry Windham hitting... Who was it? Was it Vader? Or was it...
Yeah, it might have been
or Luger.
Vader.
I think it was Luger.
Was it?
It was Luger, yeah. He attacked Luger, and they acted like it was really Sting attacking Luger, the real Sting, even though Windham is like 6 inches taller.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And way skinnier. Yeah.
That's right. I'm just looking for anything other...
No, I think we're done.
News.
We're OUTN this month.
I think the only thing to note is...
We're OUTN this Damian Sandow.
It has to do with Austin.
Yeah, he's never wrestling.
Yes, he's not wrestling.
Yeah.
So,
I knew that.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. So, that was just...
Wait, go on 1 second. Was there a note about Ambrose there that...
This is Taya's move. is now the double arm DDT.
Oh,
instead of the headlock DDT, because now Drew McIntyre is gone, so he can use the double arm DDT. Also, now that Drew McIntyre is gone, Ambrose apparently can be slotted into his role.
Yeah, no shit.
So, Raw sucked, everyone.
So we'll be back right after Hell in a Cell to talk to you about it.
You know where Hell in a Cell is, though?
Where is Heck in a Sack?
Heck in a Sack is in the Ebola capital of the world, Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
And
that explains the Hack in the Sack.
You know, just who used to be employed in Dallas, Texas, that isn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I never trust a guy with two first names. Michael Sam. They're pushing very hard to get Michael Sam at this pay-per-view again.
Oh, they're trying this bullshit again?
Because he's been cut by the Cowboys, right?
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah. So, you know, Darren Young's television return is imminent.
Oh, yeah.
So. Yeah. Heck in a Sack.
All right, we're done.
All right, so Hell in a Cell is...
And if we don't watch it, we won't do a show. We'll probably
watch it. That's true. We'll probably watch it. We still might not do a show. Yeah. No, we'll probably will. Just saying.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll watch it separately.
Yeah,
maybe we'll watch it together.
Who knows?
I prefer things when we're not around each other.
Yeah, I generally like it when I'm not around you. It's there's more food to go around. People smell nicer.
We ate it all.
It's true. We did eat it all. It's because there were five cheese in the crust.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yes. All right. Well then, at We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. You can listen to us. We're WeTalkWrestling.com is the website. You can also find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on the TuneIn radio app.
And if you want to email us like Twin Lady did.
Yes, Addie, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Addie. You're Addie. I'm Mo with no E on my name. You have an E on your name.
That's true. That's true. And
extra stupid.
Hmm? Yeah. Extra cheese.
I like cheese.
I know. Five of them. So that's going to do it for another edition of We Talk Wrestling. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Is it off?
It's totally off.
Cool. Anyways, you want to get pizza on Sunday?
Would you shut the fuck up?